my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
No, I cut it. See, no one wants to hear that type of stuff. Who would want to hear that?
That's awful. Hello and welcome to an exciting new episode of Hate Radio, a new era in digital download entertainment, a new wave of hysteria for all the boys and girls out there. This episode is brought to you by Terramax. Just put it under your tongue, wait 45 minutes, and hang on tight. This is Radio Hate. Children don't grow up on enough hysteria. We had 9/11. They have Trump. What will the next 9/11 look like? From deep beneath the rusty wasteland, we have Kilgore live on Internet Chronicle. Hate Radio, Kilgore.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Doing fine, man. How are you?
Doing pretty well. I understand you're a Rust community operator now.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You control people?
No, I don't.
These people aren't your slaves?
No way. No way. Anything, but they're all my haters, really. They just blame everything on me that happens in their whole universe, because I've like ascended to the level of a god of their world. Like the other day I was flying over and they were just worshiping, yelling, "God, God, come here, I'm gonna kill a bear for you, God." It's really cute and all, but
so
I stopped doing the flyovers because their worship was just embarrassing.
So when you're going around doing your map editing God mode stuff, they can actually see you flying through the sky.
Yeah, that's right.
That's really funny.
And I'm changing the terrain before their very eyes.
Just like God would do. So they're like ironically sacrificing bears and stuff to you.
Yeah, or themselves, yeah.
To gain favor with you. They're not doing it just for you.
No, they're doing it. I mean, there's nothing to gain from my favor. All I do is edit the map.
They come up with their own theories of what gaining your favor might offer them.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, you can only see it from a God's perspective, which is limited.
I mean, there are these. That's true. Yeah. It's really limiting because everyone blames everything on me, even when it's not my fault.
Do they blame you for the increase in water? Because you run the Water World server, so there's all this water.
Well, no, they blame me that someone's killing them at the spawn, or that someone is, can't find this or can't find that. And they just blame the map maker. But they're stupid. That's all.
You're not intentionally withholding resources from them, are you?
Yeah, I am actually constantly.
You try to keep certain minerals under lock.
No. The trick to the success of this has been giving everybody everything for easy.
So do they?
They barely even try.
Are they building elaborate structures?
They should be, but they really aren't. They're just build little normal bases.
Hovels.
You could say, yeah. But the hovel is kind of, it's just the best strategy. I mean, if someone builds a hovel, they're smarter than the person who tries to build a castle.
Because you're just wasting resources on something someone will take away from you.
Well, not only that, but it's so easy to get guns and stuff. You don't really need a big base. So, I mean, what do you need? 20 gear sets and 20 guns? How long are you going to go through that in a night?
Will you ever be able to tunnel under the earth in that game?
No, I think the only game we've ever been able to tunnel through the earth that's a first-person shooter was Red?
Red Faction.
Red Faction. That was really awesome cool game. When you could do that. Yeah, that was a great game. I remember playing that back at your place in the olden times.
That was, goddamn, yeah. Yeah, PlayStation 2. When PlayStation 2 and Red Faction was new. That was groundbreaking shit, being able to tunnel around in the walls and stuff.
Yeah, and you think, oh, this is the future of games. It's going to be like this forever from now on. But really, it was just kind of a one-time thing. Nobody's ever gone into that whole digging fantasy.
Even in new Red Faction games, I've noticed that digging around with rockets is not like what they want to do.
Probably cuts down on their memory usage.
What do you think the next 9/11 is going to look like?
You know, two collapsed towers.
So it'll just be that again? Like as soon as the next World Trade Center building goes up, they're both coming down.
Yeah, that's it's two towers down and that's another 9/11. It's just one tower, that's not another 9/11, you know?
That's what Bin Laden tried to do in 1991, right? He just put a bomb in the basement of one.
A basement of one, like the army of one?
Yeah. But it was just one of the tower basements. He like drove a, he didn't do it personally, but he commissioned a van to be driven in, under that, just the one tower, and it exploded. He thought that would be enough to blow the base out, and down it would go.
Yeah, that was pretty much of a failed 9/11.
When I think of the 9/11 conspiracies, because every so often it still comes up in conversation and stuff, the only way I could really believe that there is a conspiracy would be that the government knew it happened and that they let it happen, that they knew it was going to happen.
You're one of the let it happens but not made it happeners?
Yeah, a 9/11 let it happener.
I see no reason why the official reports are so... I should be so skeptical of them.
You mean of the 9/11 Commission report?
Yeah. Especially the part that was redacted for a decade, right?
I saw a YouTube comment that said that entire Commission report is a conspiracy theory. And it was upvoted.
Well...
Which means it was...
You can call anything a... conspiracy theory, but what's the difference?
What's the difference in the end? A conspiracy is like that's happening all the time anyway. People are all the time conspiring to do stuff. That's just what people do.
But the conspiracy theory of the report, which was later released, what was it, just a few years ago? Well, it was that the Saudi intelligence agency had a lot of people who were involved with it.
I could see that. You remember that, I don't want to be too specific, but that girl that I dated a long time ago, and we were in Roanoke together, her stepdad would go to Saudi Arabia. This is, you know, only like a few years after 9/11 anyway, and he would go and train them how to use weapons we sold them. And that was his job. That was like his only job would be to fly out there and teach militant groups how to use U.S. created weaponry.
And so that's how you met her.
That's we met at a weapons conference sponsored by Lockheed Martin.
Well, isn't that nice? You met her dad and asked her out sight unseen, just like, hey, can I date your daughter? And you shook his hand in a firm way and winked, or whatever you weapons dealers do.
I wish it had been that simple, but he had to listen in to this frequency coming out of Cuba, and I guess it was piped out across a number station or something that he was going to let me see his daughter and it would be all right. But I gave him the decryptor, and he decrypted it, so I interpreted that as consent. And yeah. You know.
How much more do you want?
Yeah, I bet those number stations are going nuts right now. Because all this Russia shit and the investigation into Trump and stuff, I bet the number stations are lighting up.
No, this just in. Of the number stations from QAnon, the storm is finally arriving again for the third week in a row.
Isn't it weird that they're still out there and that they're still using them? This old technology is still like some of the best, because it's the one-time use pads. They're just broadcasting them out.
Mm-hmm. You wonder what they actually use as their main shit.
Because that seems like pretty unbeatable. Because it keeps everything like off the, you know, even if they record it or whatever, it's like the guy with the one use pad, the spy who has that, they're going to destroy that, and then it's over.
Yeah, but what about an even better one where they don't even have it to begin with?
I got to see at the Spy Museum, I saw the little one-use pads. They'll have little tiny ones that they would keep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It'd be like the size of a matchbook, but as thick as a New Testament. I met Barrett Brown.
Oh yeah, that's right. Tell us about Barrett Brown. Hold on, let me get my pepitos.
Get Heather Marsh on the line.
Make a snack.
Get
Heather Marsh is on the line every night in our back channel, giving us detailed information from the inside of Anonymous that only the Queen of Anonymous would know. Heather Marsh.
She's a good mole.
Yep. Everybody out there listening, if you trust Heather Marsh, well, you implicitly support Chronicle SU as your Lord and Master.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. This is a wholesome website, and it's a wholesome fucking radio show, podcast.
What do you mean something wrong with that? What are you trying to imply? I want to hear about Bear Brown.
Well, I was supposed to go to Hope, and I told Subverzo I'd buy my ticket and that we would go together. And then I totally spaced. I've not been living my best. I was playing a lot of video games and shit, so I didn't get to go to Hope. And Tom Ryan was there, dude, wearing a fucking Make America Great Again hat. And
oh, he really missed out.
Yeah, I would like to have asked him, hey, you know, what up with taking the site down?
He's not the jester.
You don't think?
Who said he's the jester again?
We did. We said it. We published that on Internet Chronicle. But I don't think we believed it. I think we were just fucking with him.
Well, I think I also outed Shadow DXS as his... As him.
Somebody else should. The jester's still tweeting and stuff, man. We need to assign a new jester. Like, who's the next jester?
Fucking Shady Too Dope. What's his name from ICP?
Oh, dude.
Jester's gotta be a insane clown posse. He's Dark Carnival. You know it.
Yeah, they are kind of Christian conservative.
He sets up a satellite connection when he's at Fest Gathering. And he's sitting there hacking in his tent, taking horrible Juggalo street drugs, chugging Faygo.
Just badly.
That's the jester. We don't need to know his name. We just need to know his character, and that's it right there.
Shaggy Two Dope. What was the other one's name?
Violent J.
Yeah.
He might be the jester, honestly.
Well, they could both be in charge of the account. Like, listen, we are the Chronicle.
Shaggy True Dope is Guy Fieri, the jester, and the lead singer of, you know, that band.
This all happened so long ago, 2011 and 12.
Yeah, it seems like the 90s already.
So, there's probably people listening to this who might not know the jester and that whole story, that there was this right-wing hacker trying to attack our website. Didn't like Internet Chronicle.
No. I got it. The jester was the QAnon of the 90s. That's all.
The 90s. The 90s of the 2000s.
Yeah. The 2000s, I mean.
And, well, more of a script kiddie.
Now tell them how he attacked us.
He used the slow loris attack on...
Hold on. First, he had a great big glass of bagel.
Freshly opened, probably, but still room.
Probably with some aristocrat vodka in it. And he was at gathering with the rest of his... Is this match the timeline? Or?
Yeah, he was at the gathering, and he probably had an epiphany at the gathering after somebody shared him some acid.
And he busted out the slow lures. Sorry for all that. But
Slow Lorist was a script you could run that would open a bunch of connections to a website without dropping them. So all he had to do was, it was basically like a one-man DDoS attack. Denial.
Well, you say DOS attack. Because it's not distributed.
But it made it look like it was, too. I guess, I mean, that's...
No. It was a single point. It would just open connections from the single point.
Which was a very rude thing to do.
And keep them hanging. Yeah. That was slow lores. That was cool back in the 90s.
So... It quit working after Apache updated to 2.2. And then that was the end of it. He was impotent. He could no longer attack Internet Chronicle. And then he was given a cease and desist by our host, Bluehost, who asked us politely to leave their hosting after his attacks. Because basically we were directly provoking them anyway.
Yeah, so if we ever find him out, we're suing him for a bajillion dollars. Jillion... Faygo bottles, at least.
The UPC codes that we can turn in for Faygo points.
Uh-huh.
And get a tent and a fucking canoe off their website. And a raft.
Boop, boop. We're going to gathering this year.
So I missed the gathering of Juggalos at New York. And I was actually kind of bummed about it when I saw these... All these, like, Tom Ryan, Subverso was just following him around for days, fucking with him. And, I was like, man, really? I'm really missing out on some good stuff here. And, so I was bummed about that. But then they were a few blocks away from me. Apparently, like, a friend of Barrett's knew the saxophone player and Mr. Reverend. So we were all out where he was playing at this place a few blocks from my house. They invited me out there, or Subverso did anyway, so I'm shaking Barry's hand, right? And, because he's the closest person to me as I approach the group, so, like, I have to introduce myself to him first. And
oh, Jesus Christ.
And I'm looking at Subverso, and he's looking at me and Barrett, and, and Barrett's like, who are you? Because I introduced myself, he didn't hear me. And then... Subverso said, this is HateSec from chronicle.su. And he goes, oh, okay. You're my enemy. I said, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And he goes, fuck you. Yeah, fuck you. Seriously, fuck you. You're my enemy. And I said, yeah, that's fair. And he goes, no, but seriously, go fuck yourself. And I said, yeah, I know, dude. Likewise. And then he said, but there's going to have to be a truce while we're here drinking tonight and partying. I said, yeah. So I bought a round of beers, him and Saverzo and some of these other people who were there. Person named Ingrid. This chick that did that does booking for bands, I think. And that's why she was there. And she knew Barrett. And drank and stuff. Fucking. Dude, it was weird. It was weird to be dancing to Mr. Reverend with Barrett right there. It was surreal. And we had.
Who's Mr. Reverend? I've never heard. Mr.
Dude, it
Reverend.
Was like funk. Fucking. It was really good. And there was this long rhythm section where it was just the bass and the drums and. And then everybody like else, they all come back out on stage and finish the song. I feel good. But we were having conversations about internet people and, you know, the people that we share some of the people who creep us out the most.
Yeah, what about, did he say anything about Christopher Nemelka, any, Jamie Jo Korn, any of the old-time favorites?
We talked about, yeah, we talked about Sabu quite a bit and,
oh yeah, of course. What did he, that's what I want to know.
Dude.
Like online, he can deflect all day, but in the end of the day, he was defending Sabu and has shown remorse for it in the past. And we were warning him about that type of thing. And same with the non-ops. So, that's what I'm really interested in with if you talk to him about this stuff.
Actually, Anonops did come up in conversation, but now that I'm thinking about it, I can't remember how or what was said about it. I can't remember how it came up.
Yeah.
But I was actually pretty fucked up. And, but somebody said, hey, what is it, what's it like to meet your enemy? You know, what's it like to be Hatesack? And we'd already had a few good conversations by then. So, and he said, actually, it's surprisingly good. And he was like laughing and, you know, we made eye contact and we were like, we were both telling the same stories because we just happened to like know some of the same stories. And
did you get his number?
Look,
I'm just kidding.
I said I'm not blocked on Twitter.
Oh, he unblocked you, huh?
I can see
that's amazing
activity.
Let me see. Did he unblock me? I doubt it.
He was trying to tell me a story.
Oh yeah, still blocked.
You're still blocked. You must have done more to offend him in the end than me.
Well, whatever.
Did you?
Probably.
I mean, I thought we both went nuclear on him. And,
you know, your hits always landed. I'll say that.
Maybe that's just because of my shared journalism background. So I would kind of hit him from that angle.
Bear Brown, Bear Brown. Why are you luring people into a non-ups, Bear Brown?
Barry, baby, come on, what are you doing?
But now he's luring everybody into pursuance. You know that this cryptography and this pursuance stuff, it's a big red fucking flag, people.
He got his...
You want to go waving that around?
He met his crowdsourcing goal.
Doesn't sound too smart to me.
Gross, I just ate this nasty chocolate.
And it's not the good kind of red flag either.
He met his, I congratulated him on reaching his cloud sourcing crowdsourcing pursuance budget.
Yeah, congratulations. You'll be able to trap so many people with that money.
What if it was the perfect
product? It's not. He's not doing, you know, I don't think it's an intentional entrapment ploy. It's just an unintentional one. And it's what's the tragic comic thing about it is he's already been a part of this type of failure once. And he thinks he's doing everything right this time. But the main thing that he did wrong last time is doing it even on a bigger scale.
Because maybe it's dangerous to condense and concentrate these people onto a single platform. Also,
I think so too.
Could it? Well, what about also the problem of the fact that it needs to be able to run on a computer? Like computers themselves are subject to.
That's always a good point to remind ourselves of. The people who need help the most probably don't have a computer.
Oh, yeah. So basically, people with computers are just...
Do we want to go handing them out computers either? And a weird kind of Hillary Clinton taking over the world type of internet? Like they're doing, Silicon Valley does that too. Let's hand out computers everywhere to everyone. Give them all the internet and they'll be free, right? That's how it always works out, right?
They did that with those green computers, those little green ones. You remember those?
I remember those. And the kids learned how to hack overnight.
Whatever happened to those people that got the little green computers? Because they would be about our age now.
Yeah, they're probably hacking everything.
Are they the Nigerian scammers? Hacking us with those little green 1 gigabyte notebooks?
I'd say.
They are, actually. I mean, we don't need to do any research.
They probably don't even... Those kids probably don't even need to scam. They just program some kind of money software. Some kind of Bitcoin. They call it whatever coin, and there they go, money.
Pursuance Project a blockchain thing? It seems like a good blockchain.
No, they couldn't get it on the blockchain. They couldn't do that much. There's too much to ask for.
It seems like you'd want to be able to quickly delete your records anyway. You wouldn't want this program to like keep your records of what you're doing if you're a hacktivist, right?
That's what they say. They say it's so good it doesn't even store your IP address while it's talking to your IP.
It's wicked, bruh. It runs like... I guess it runs its own like operating system or container or something. Wish we knew more about it.
It's so mysterious, isn't it?
He's got the funding for it, man. It's going to happen.
Well.
It's coming out.
He promised it to us months ago.
He was just a little behind on his funding.
I think his project was a little behind on substance.
He's connecting all these great minds.
He's creating a Baroque software suite.
We did a toast to the Pursuance Project and the revolution that it will unfurl. As a result of it.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, we toasted to that. I held up a glass and I said, to the revolution and to Pursuance Project that will bring it along. Bring it out. And we all toasted. And I went, la 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 la. And fired an AK-47 into the sky. Did you see this girl, this piece of shit girl on the internet poison her mother with a cupcake? She gave her mom a pot cupcake.
Oh.
And her mom wasn't ready for it, dude. She didn't tell her. She just dosed her mother.
What happened?
The mom freaks out. I've been watching this video over and over. The mom is like, call the emergency room. Like, I'm freaking out. She says, I know my body. Something's wrong with me. And the girl, this piece of shit, she's like, what? There's nothing wrong with you. And the mom's like, no, you gave me something. And she probably told, she at first she said, I poisoned you. She told her it's poison. This bitch. And then the mom says, like, you know, I feel.
Let me see. Come here.
You hear it?
Mom.
Get away from me.
Mom.
Get away from me.
What's wrong with
you? There's something wrong with me. I know my body. There's something wrong with me. Mom! I'm calling 911.
Why?
And she's freaking out, dude.
Let me tell you something. If I went to the ER right now,
stop screaming.
My daughter gave me drugs.
Oh, God.
I can let them know.
So, yeah. And this bitch just lets her go on and on like this, believing she's going to die. And finally she tells her it's weed, but this woman is like, she's like, I can't feel my hands. Like, my hands are numb. My feet are numb. She's having a panic attack. That'd be a fucked up thing to do to your mom. Or anybody, but especially your mom.
Yeah.
I thought I was tripping. I mean, it's also because she's like, this is not pot you gave me. This is acid. Because when you eat it, it feels like you're tripping a little bit. It's like
sure.
It's like a psychedelic.
Sure.
I was reading books about the Merry Pranksters when I was 18, and I thought, what a fun time that would have been in. Like, what a fun culture, right? Where you can just accidentally get dosed if you're hanging around with these dudes and you drink Kool-Aid. But, like, that's you putting yourself in that environment and hoping that happens. It's not, if you get dosed hanging out with the Merry Pranksters, that's kind of on you. You know, but with around your own stupid pothead daughter, she gives you a pot cupcake.
Yeah.
Get up the stairs.
This her stupid
Mom.
Voice.
You're not gonna have a heart attack.
I am.
Calm down.
She's like making fun of her and shit.
Eat the fucking chips. Eat the chips. Why can't you do it? Eat.
Why are you being weird?
So she's just bullying her too. She's not like,
yeah, it's some kind of thing to try to get a viral video.
It's up to 19,000 views.
Well, I guess it worked.
Yeah. Her name is Crazy Carlene.
Oh. That explains everything.
I mean, if you care about somebody, you don't want them to go through that experience. Not knowing what's happening to them. This girl's a monster. I think she'll be charged with a crime.
I think so too. And it will be justice.
And the woman is just limping around with the golden retriever following right behind her like it knows something's wrong. There was a Leapel Droker Scholastic book tour.
No, there wasn't.
In Roanoke, yeah, this weekend.
Oh, I missed that shit.
For children, reading or being read to during the summer months is a great way to keep their language skills sharp while out of school and to prevent the dreaded summer slide into the same ignorance, apathy, and mediocrity that is characteristic of the adults in charge. In an effort to combat summertime ignorance, Weeble Droker Indoctrination held a scholastic book fair at Green Valley Elementary, where good Christian white children are known to go to school. The fair, held across various cities over the weekend, introduced children to new books for the modern kid, including such titles as Caden's Internet Daddy, The Bitcoin That Could, and strategy guides for live stream mumble rapping. Do you like that? That mumble rapping that they do on live streams?
Oh, huh?
Where they're
mumble rapping.
Do you like mumble rapping?
What is that?
Where they're like, I don't know, man, but I've been looking at these public freakouts. You know, mumble rapping is like I don't know, it's like they're not trying.
Oh, what is that style called? It's not called mumble rapping.
Mumble rap. Well, I was just thinking about it because I was I noticed that there were three mumble rap Instagram rappers getting pulled out of their cars and robbed all at the same time. And I think they might be hoaxes. Because these dudes...
I'm sure you guys already know the horrible news. There's so many...
What was that?
It's this guy. Here's the video. He's rapping in his car.
Hey. But this shot right now, though. Y'all go get this.
And then he gets robbed. He's showing his $100 bills. He's got a lot of them.
Yeah, it's on the way. It's coming.
And then he keeps fanning them out. He's getting likes on Instagram. Why?
Man, that's how we rocking, man.
That's supposedly gunfire. And you can, hear him coughing. And there are a few of these, and they're all just like that. There's one where there's a guy, and he has his daughter and his baby mama in the passenger seat. And in front of the daughter, you can hear them robbing him and shooting him. And he's just mumble rapping and smoking a big blunt next to his daughter right before it happens.
Yeah. He's just a mumble rapping.
Just laying there mumble rapping.
Yeah, I knew what he was up to no good when I heard that mumble rapping.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't either.
But I think this is called... I mean, one of these have to be a hoax. Like, that seems like a good scam, right? Like, get your followers to feel bad for you and...
And then mumble rap a little bit?
Well, because they see you get robbed while you're mumble rapping, which is supposed to be like what you're known for. And that's why they're following you, and then they see you get robbed. That would be a good way to scam your followers out of sudden money. And then you can get a car. You can get a car.
Yeah, I don't want to scam any of our listeners. They got no money. They're worthless.
They're broke. They're deadbeat, broke bums. Our listeners are. No, they're educated people, man. They know what's really going on in this country.
And we hate them for it.
It was a weird book fair, though, because it concluded in the middle of the night, at 4 a.m.,
Damn, that's pretty late for a book fair. Usually they're out of there by noon.
The fair stayed late into the night, and it became a sort of a dark carnival after about midnight. There was a ceremonial book burning.
Oh yeah, went all Ray Bradbury on us.
I mean, it was dark.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad they at least did their dark book fair with the Ray Bradbury theme. That's pretty tasteful. They got their dark carnival from Fahrenheit 451 in.
the jester was there?
He was. Was he showing kids how to use slow lures to attack their schools?
Now, kids, this only works on an outdated Apache server. I'm Tom Ryan.
I'm gonna approve this message.
Now, son, now you're hacking. Now you're hacking with fire. Tom Ryan. I mean, this guy's a patriot, right? He wears a bulletproof vest. What's his deal? How did he come to be associated with the Jester? And what does he really do? I never really knew about him.
Yeah, I think he just does random bullshit.
Tom Ryan tries to get to this.
See the guy who created the sock puppet as a woman and got into the Facebooks of all kinds of security specialists by basically honeypotting them?
Thomas Ryan, the Occupy Wall Street, who snitched on Occupy Wall Street protesters. That's Tom Ryan.
Yeah, I think that's him.
He's a cyber spy who's gotten inside access to the Occupy Wall Street movement, and he's keeping authorities informed every step of the way. What a shitbag. Since the protests started last month, Thomas Ryan has been there, either keeping tabs on social media or physically blending in. And here's Andrew Breitbart, accused of smearing the Occupy Wall Street movement with leaked emails from Thomas Ryan. I never knew that. That's nuts, man. And then Breitbart died. But his fucking publication lives on, like a fucking zombie. That's going to be Chronicle, man. Who's going to run Chronicle when we're gone? Oh, wait. You know what? If I'm talking over you, it's because of this Discord issue that sometimes happens. I'm restarting. Discord. All right. I hear you.
You got a problem here?
Yeah. We're good.
Okay, good. I can hear you just fine.
But I would have been talking over you if you were trying to jump in, and I just kept blathering on.
I wasn't trying to jump in. Just letting you hang yourself out to dry.
No.
I don't know.
Discord. I mean, that is discordant.
Yeah, they got plenty in Discord. On Discord, I'll tell you that.
I didn't like it one bit. I couldn't hear you. What if that happened in real life? Like, what if we just dropped out and you couldn't hear somebody again until you went to sleep?
Yeah, it's not real life, though.
If you accept these cybernetic implants, like the first ones that they offer, Generation 1, that's what life will be like. You have to reboot, but it's a bad time. You're on a train.
I've got
a
reboot.
Yeah, man. You can't hear anything. You're in a meeting. You got a reboot because the Liebeldrucker chip in your brainstem fucked up. It updated without your consent. It gets taken over by hackers. Dude, all that stuff is coming. Whatever computers we start injecting in our body is going to be hack material. They can be taken over, turn us into slaves. I look forward to it. Because every day, it's so fucking hard to think for myself. Like, it would be great if I just had a chip that would fucking put me on autopilot and just take over my body, and I program it to do the things that I know I should do, but I don't have the discipline to do, and just take me over like I'm a sim.
You would do that?
I would be so productive, man. And
I'd kill myself before I do that. I'd kill myself.
I could make so much. I could sit under those fluorescent tubes for fucking 12, 16 hours at a time, just pumping out reports for Wall Street.
Oh my god.
And I get high before I did it. Because, like, you got to enjoy the day. It would be like almost like sitting in a chair, you know, and just being taken over.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it at all. It would feel like being possessed.
Well,
fuck that.
That's, I mean, I'm sorry to hear you talk like that, because that is, I was trying to lead into that is, I mean, that's our sponsor this week, is the Liebel Troker auto chip. And they probably won't be our sponsor next week. After that. What else should we say to the people? Is there anything we haven't talked about?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
That's all we got left in us. We're out of gas. I'm HateSec. This is the Internet Chronicle. Coming up tomorrow, a technology headline that will make your dick fall off and restore it to full functionality by the end of the first paragraph. This is Radio Hate. Thank you. Good night. Thank you, Kilgore.
Oh, yeah, no problem. See you guys later.